Home for the Holidays by Joanna Lindsay. Copyright 2000 by Joanna Lindsay. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Chapter 1. Vincent Everett sat in his coach across the street from the fashionable townhouse in London. It was one of the colder nights of the winter season, but he still left the window open so he could see clearly across the street. He wouldn't be surprised if snow was imminent. He wasn't sure why he was there, subjecting himself to inclement weather. He didn't doubt that his secretary, Horace Dudley, would serve the notice that gave the occupants 2 days to vacate the house across the street. It wasn't that this was another stepping stone in his decision to ruin the Ascot family, who lived there. It was more likely that he was simply bored and had had no other plans for the evening. Even the decision to ruin this particular family wasn't an emotional one. Vincent hadn't experienced any real emotion since his childhood, nor did he ever again want to know such pain. It was much, much easier to exist with a stone for a heart, made simple matters like evicting a family during the Christmas season just a matter of course. No, the methodical destruction of the Ascots wasn't emotional, but it was personal. Vincent's younger brother, Albert, had made it personal when he had put the full blame for his failed business and finances on George Ascot. Albert had already frittered away most of his inheritance. He had taken what little was left of it and tried to start a business that would support him, so he wouldn't be a continuous drain on Vincent. He had bought several merchant ships, opened a small office in Portsmouth, but apparently Ascot, an established shipping merchant himself, had been afraid of the competition and had set out to undermine Albert's efforts at every turn, to break him before he even got started.